Hi, this is WMUK's Let's Hear It, Music of the Moment in West Michigan. I'm Kara Lawrence. So glad you could come along tonight. Well, it seems we have to face the end of another summer. The Chamber Music Festival of Saugatuck will conclude this week with a mixed program for players of wind, string, and keyboard instruments, and music of everyone from Pulitzer Prize-winning American Kevin Putz to Beethoven to a rare work for six players by Ernst von Dohnányi, which will conclude the concert. Violinist Jennifer Walvoord, the co-director of the Chamber Music Festival of Saugatuck, chatted with me earlier this week. What would you say, if we were to look back at the season and the programs and the performers that you invited to play, what were your touches? Where do we find your fingerprints in this enterprise?
You know, there are always a few pieces that we kind of, Drew and I each have in our mind that every year we say, we'd really love to program this piece or that piece. And it's been several years that I've kind of thought, well, you know, I really want to get the Schumann Piano Quintet programmed, and I'd even love to play on it if I could. And so that was one thing, and maybe part of how we programmed that particular program in our second week. And another thing is Drew and I have the last few years loved playing piano trios with Alicia Eppinga, and so we really wanted to make that a priority as well, and so we got to play the Schoenfeld Cafe music with her this year. Another highlight for us was this duo diorama that came, of course a husband and wife violin and piano duo, so that was really fun to hear them as well. They were great.
The Acropolis Reed Quintet certainly brought something newer and different last week. Tell me about how that went.
That was great. When we were talking to them about coming several months ago, we told them about our festival and our audience and what is typically performed in a program in terms of repertoire, and we knew that they focused on new music commissions and trying to develop the genre of the Reed Quintet. So they tailored this program to be, you know, a little bit of older and more comfortable, but then, you know, definitely at least half of kind of their specialty, which is the new music and the new commissions by, you know, living composers. And it was just actually so well received. The new music that they played, they did by memory, and they were so engaged with each other that it was kind of this infectious, you know, excitement that everyone could feel. So even though some of the music was a little bit less accessible than, you know, Handel or Schumann, I think it was probably even more exciting for the audience. So that was really fun to see.
Unpredictable can be quite fun.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at the program for Thursday and Friday at the Chamber Music Festival of Saugatuck. You called it Fresh Airs. And right away I see that the first piece on the program is called Four Airs. Is this an American composer?
That piece is by a young American living composer named Kevin Putz. And I've played some things by him before, actually orchestral work. And I've always really liked his style of writing. It's unique in the sense that it's not atonal at all, but he sometimes plays around with bitonality, and he's not afraid to use tonality in his writing. So I think it makes his music accessible, but also fresh and exciting at the same time. This piece is actually four movements, so it's four airs, played by the violin and would be flute, clarinet, and piano, all separately. Of course, we don't have a flute on this program, so we'll actually be just playing three of the four airs. But the instruments never actually all play together. Each movement is a separate standalone piece. He picked the title because it sounded old, like something out of music history. But the violin movement, which is the final movement, actually was taken from a solo violin work that he had previously written. But he also, in the other movements, uses, you know, older styles, like the the cello movement, which is probably the most substantial movement, has a definite Baroque influence.
Who is your cellist in this concert?
Our cellist is Elisa Eppinga of the Grand Rapids Symphony.
Oh, great. So she's coming back for the last concert of the season.
Yeah. She's so easy to play with, you know, and always so solid. And, you know, she's also a really nice person, which makes it fun as well.
Well, let's look at this piece by David Volker Kirchner.
Yeah, David Kirchner was is a living composer, but is a German violist. And Paul Austin will actually be playing this piece. It's for horn and piano. He requested this to be on the program, and he has told me that it's his favorite piece to play, his favorite horn and piano piece. And it's short. It's only about 5 minutes long, and it's, you know, perhaps going to be the most out there thing, the most adventuresome thing on the program. But he says it's almost always the most well-received thing that he plays because it's so interesting to see the piano and the horn both use extended techniques. So the pianist is plucking the strings inside the piano, and the horn turns around several times and plays into the piano as well. It's actually based on the story, the very old story of Orpheus and Eurydice. I haven't actually heard this piece yet, but he says it's always very well received by the audience.
Well, and so is Paul himself as a longtime featured player of the Chamber Music Festival of Saugatuck. I suppose at this point, you must take his advice.
Yeah, I do. I always go to him and ask him what he would recommend for any particular program that he'll be playing on. We, you know, with that in mind, we like to keep the first and the last week as much as possible, you know, kind of dedicated to our longtime family, you know, performers that have played with the festival for a long time. I think the audience really enjoys seeing them and, you know, getting to talk to them afterwards. And so we are looking forward to this week because it's all performers that have been with the festival for a long time.
So after Paul plays his fabulous horn solo, then we turn to one of the core pieces of chamber music. It's a trio by Ludwig van Beethoven.
So that will be Brad Wong on clarinet, and Helen Lucan will be joining us on piano for that piece. She's a pianist of the Kalamazoo area.
Absolutely.
Love Helen. You probably know Helen.
I do.
So she'll be playing, and she and Brad have worked together a lot in the past, and we're just so excited to have her on the program as well. But Elisa will be playing that trio with them. The interesting thing about this trio is that the third movement is a set of variations roughly based on a very popular operatic theme of the time. I believe the English translation of the tune was Before I Go to Work, and it was literally, from what I can understand, a hit tune, or you could hear it on the street as you were walking around Vienna. So this is Beethoven's, you know, perhaps his fresh take on that theme of the day.
Well, then you're saving the big piece that brings six players together for the end of the concert, and it's Dokna Nyi's Sextet. So this is sort of a neglected masterpiece, are you saying?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, an unusual piece, just an instrumentation. It's a huge work, you know, it's kind of got this epic feeling to it. Almost a symphonic feel with the string section and the wind section, and Drew is playing piano on this one, and he keeps telling me it's like a piano concerto. It's just so difficult for the piano part. But we always try to program a really big and exciting piece for the finale of the season. So we think this will do the trick for sure.
Tell me the instrumentation from top down.
The musicians on this one will be me on violin and Leslie Van Becker principal violist of the Grand Rapids Symphony, Alicia Eppinga, again, Paul Austin, Bradley Wong, and clarinet, Andrew Lee on piano.
Wow, that sounds like a great finale. So right now, while I'm reaching you on a Monday, what do the next few days look like? I mean, what is the rehearsal schedule at the Chamber Music Fest of Saugatuck?
Well, I'm actually, right after I get done talking to you, I'm going to head down to Saugatuck, and we'll spend the rest of the afternoon rehearsing. And the hall has already been in use this morning by Brad and Alicia and Helen, who've been rehearsing the Beethoven. So Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays all day we rehearse. And then we get to do our concerts on Thursday and Friday nights.
Do you have any other Chamber Music Festival rehearsal routine, like going to the same restaurant or all taking a walk to the lake or anything like that?
Well, we definitely make sure that we schedule lunch into the rehearsal schedule of the day. So we all try to, whoever is around, we all have lunch, usually at Pumpernickel's because it's pretty fast and always good. But yeah, definitely lunch is important. We also will often grab coffee at Uncommon Grounds across the street. So yeah, those are just some kind of informal things that we do. Whenever Brad Wong is playing, he usually brings treats for us. So little things like that that we all have to look forward to. But it's definitely a really great group of musicians this week, and all very nice people as well.
Yeah, you're going to have to forge a bond this week and hope it lasts another year until the next season starts.
It's always sad to see it go. It's busy 6 weeks for us, but probably the best 6 weeks of the whole year for Drew and for myself. So we just, we'll start to look forward to next year, and already got lots of ideas swirling around in our heads about what's programmed. So this is kind of a fun time when we get to enjoy the end of the season and start thinking about the new year.
Well, I wish you all the best with this finale to the Chamber Music Festival of Saugatuck, and I'm glad it's been such a wonderful summer. It's been nice to chat with you and all of the artists personally, so thank you very much.
Thank you. Well, it's been really nice to talk to you, and all of our artists have said the same, so we really appreciate all that you've done for us.
Well, I look forward to doing it again in 2015.
Sounds good.